I'm your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to Alchemy, the podcast all about building a business on the front lines of the new economy.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy, and welcome Joanne Wilson. She's the founder and CEO of Gotham. And if you don't know her, I don't know what you're doing. You're probably hiding under a rock, but she's a legend in the industry. She led Gotham Gal Ventures for the last 20 years, invested in a ton of businesses, a ton of women-led businesses, and she's now jumped into cannabis. So, Joanne, what was it? What was that jump?
Well, there were so many reasons, but I think that, you know, I started out in retail in my career. I've always wanted to open up a store. I saw all the stores closing during COVID. It was so painful. And at the same time, as I was thinking about opening up a store, even though I was like, you know, I think I'm too old for this shit, is that, you know, I saw what was happening in the cannabis industry. And I thought, you know what? Perfect for me. I'm going to meld something I've always wanted to do, which is open up a store. It's a burgeoning industry, which I love. It's insanely crazy and insanely complicated. But the opportunity, since I'm starting at ground zero, is great. And I've been getting stoned since I was in eighth grade pretty much every day. So it worked out perfect for me.
And by the way, that was my next question. Right? I want to know, like, what connected you to the plant? Was it use? Was it medicinal? Was it just having a good time?
It's always been use. And I never understood, even from the time I started getting stoned, why it wasn't legal. As you would see these kids in high school get so freaking drunk, their eyes would roll in the back of their heads and throw up. It's like, that never happened when you got stoned.
Right. Now, wait, where did you grow up?
At that point, I was in the Washington, D.C. area.
Washington, D.C. I grew up in New York City. As a kid in high school, like, we used to go to Washington Square Park. There was always someone selling a dime bag in the park.
Yes, of oregano, but yes.
Yes, probably oregano, mixing with it a little bit, right? Yeah. But, you know, I was in the park last week.
And it's just crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, it's literally like unmoderated at this point, and not in a good way. There's obviously parts of it that are people are celebrating and using cannabis, but then there's other parts where it was like tons of homeless people and people shooting up, and it was really, even growing up in New York City, that was so disturbing to see.
It's still disturbing to see, and the police are doing nothing.
Nothing.
A lot of this has to do with Bloomberg cleaned up the city, and one of the reasons he was able to do it is he got federal funding for all these unfortunate souls with mental health problems, and that money was cut off when de Blasio became mayor, and so it's really hard considering that they can't get their shit together to give people licenses so they can build taxes to actually help those problems.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I think I've obviously been in a company now called Philo, and we launched this business really to help companies like you and large MSOs be able to market to people, right? Because 4.5 years ago, you couldn't even do programmatic.
Nope.
And we opened up all the publishers. You could now do ad buying, and we had all these compliance tools. But one of the things that's so interesting is, like, us being in New York, right? Which is like, New York is like California, if you think about it from a revenue perspective.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that all these other states were coming on board and legalizing, and we weren't, it was just crazy, right? And so I've obviously been able to travel and able to get cannabis in different cities. If I'm in Illinois, California, and you have these well-known brands that have been building this for the last decade. Then you come to New York, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, from a licensing perspective, you got to have some type of social equity at first. But there's so many stores in New York now that are completely fucking illegal.
That is correct.
And by the way, I fell victim to this a couple weeks ago. I was out with friends for dinner, and I'm like, oh, I didn't bring anything from home, you know, to sleep. Because I actually love edibles at night to sleep. That's my go-to.
As everyone does.
Don't take Ambien. Don't take any of these prescription drugs. But an edible is great. I wake up feeling awesome. And so, I had a few martinis, Joanne. Uh-huh. And like, I wasn't thinking. I know which stores are legal and which aren't. But I just walked in and they had all these products, like Kiva products from California. And I was like, whoa, when did this happen? And the guy's like, oh yeah, this is great for sleep. Well, I bought it. I didn't even look at it. I got back to my hotel. Do you know what I took?
What'd you say?
It was a 50 milligram edible. Or maybe 100 milligram edible, which is totally not, you never find that anywhere.
Never. I shouldn't.
I literally was messed up for
24 hours. Oh,
like, I was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. Something is wrong with me. I got home. I looked at the packaging. It said 500 milligrams for 10 or something like that. I was like, oh, that's why.
Well, the other thing is, I've heard of multiple handfuls of people that have gotten sick from smoking those products or using those products. And, you know, I'm just waiting for something really bad to happen. I mean, it is, we're the PSAs from the state, right? Just telling people, everyone I know that has a kid in high school is like, that's the message. Don't smoke shit from those stores.
Right. Well, there almost needs to be like something out there. There needs to be some type of campaign, right? These stores are not legal. People don't know, right? Because they think, oh, cannabis is legal. These stores are legal.
Yeah, they don't or understand. Should be. They don't understand. I mean, listen, I've talked to plenty of people in the government. I'm like, where are your PSAs? Yes, when we start getting money through taxes, through the OCM, we'll run them. Well, you can't seem to get people licenses, so where are you going to get the taxes?
Right. Well, let's talk about Gotham. So, yeah, you guys, you're doing all sorts of great stuff, too, with, like, art, music, culture, cannabis. Talk to me about the brand, how you launched it, how it's going, some of the great things you guys are doing. Obviously, there's some challenges with these illegal shops that are taking business away. But talk to us so far since you launched it.
Listen, we have a great team. The store is built to be a comfortable place where you can have events. People can feel comfortable. They want to come back. They can pick something up to go to someone's house for dinner. You know, it is a lifestyle brand with cannabis as a backdrop. And I really think I did that because I wanted to change the narrative around cannabis. And we will continue doing that as we open other stores. Delivery starts for us on Monday. We're super excited. E-commerce will start becoming larger. We also just rolled out our private label Gotham brand, which is like an omni-channel for us. But we're taking the long run here. You know, I think that what we're doing is very different than anyone else. And we have a very sticky customer. Are we doing the revenue we should be doing? No. Why? Because of the illegal stores. 100%.
Well, let me tell you. Aside from cannabis, the fact that you guys have all these incredible products in the store to buy as a gift, I fucking love it.
Thank you. Why?
So like I told you, I was up at Mike and Cass's, you know, obviously everybody who's listening to the show, they're my two best friends. We co-founded Buddy Media together. And I was up at their place this past weekend, and I wanted to bring something really nice for Cass because she loves her home. And so I had like a couple days before I was heading upstate, and I literally walked, I'm not even kidding, from 57th Street all the way down to the Village to find something. And by the way, I didn't have anything on my mind of like, oh, where should I go? I was like, I'll find a store. I couldn't find anything. Mm-hmm. Finally got down to like ABC Home and was able to find some really beautiful stuff in Boswell's. But the fact that you have candles and ceramics and books and all sorts of great stuff, I love that. Because it's very hard to find a gift in your city, even with all these stores.
It's impossible. I mean, even our cocktail napkins are fun. Yeah. Now, I think we are bringing in a lot of products. Most of them come, a lot of them are not even in the country yet. Very few in New York that we're bringing in. We went over to France, went over to London, we're going to go to Copenhagen. So we're hoping that will really change our e-commerce as well, because you won't be able to get these products anywhere but from us.
It's awesome. I mean, you know, I actually don't think I've been into a cannabis shop that has such a wide variety of non-cannabis products, right? That's kind of really smart. Like, you're in there, you're probably going to be going and hanging out with friends, or you might be going to a dinner party. Like, it's brilliant. Like, what was the concept there? Is that how you were thinking about it? Or are you just, because I know you've always wanted to have a store, like a retail shop. Is it marrying those two together?
Yeah, it's marrying those two together. I mean, cannabis is part of your lifestyle. Everyone is using these products, and particularly as we get older, everyone is using them for sleep. But we sell a lot of can-adjacent products as well, but we also sell cool streetwear. It was merging it together. The also thing is because 280E, the horrendous taxes, I mean, all you can deduct is your cost of goods. So by merging these two together, you can actually run a business that can be profitable.
Very cool. And so, you know, on the cannabis side, obviously you're probably sourcing from a lot of growers in New York State, correct?
You can only do it in New York State.
So anything that is really like, can you talk about some of the products? Like, what are people loving? What do they keep coming back for? Like, is it flower? Did you guys sell anything else?
Yeah. You know, it's pretty equal. Flowers, edibles, vapes, pre-rolls, drinks have been doing well. You know, we're highly curated. We don't carry everything. We want to stick to brand. The people behind the counters are so well knowledge, very well versed. They really help the customer. We have a lot of people that come in that have been sick and they really know what to do to help you. And so that's really important. I think it just continues with the brand of what we're thinking about is like high touch, high luxury.
Mm-hmm. Love it. You know, we had, I have a number of nonprofits, and one of them is called South Fork Sea Farmers, which is public oyster gardening all over the Hamptons. And we've got 250 families growing oysters, and we did a huge benefit at my house this summer. We actually had 1906 was one of the sponsors.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
They're awesome. And Pete was here and the team. And it was the first time we were actually able to have a cannabis sponsor because it's legal now. Mm-hmm. And people loved it. It was just so fun. And it just made the party just even more. We had great music. We had great vendors. It was really beautiful. And so
I love
that. Nice to be able to see that and share that now, you know?
Totally. I mean, we're going to try to do some more events in Hudson and the Hamptons over the course of the summer. But we've even talked to party planners. It's like, when you give these options to your clientele and why aren't you giving them options in cannabis? I mean, everyone wants to do it. And if you talk to people who are in the music industry, they will tell you that the purchase of alcohol has significantly reduced at concerts.
Oh, without a question. Without a doubt. I mean, people, it's the, you know, a lot of people don't even drink these days, right? So this whole like California sober has kind of taken the country by storm where people are like, yeah, I'm not drinking alcohol, but I'm doing all sorts of other things like cannabis and psychedelics and all sorts of fun stuff like that. Talk to us a little bit about consumption. Do you have that in your store yet?
We do not. Supposedly we can apply for it. I mean, originally, you know, that was one of the things you could do. You could apply for one or the other. You know, listen, I love the concept of going to a place, being able to have a martini and smoking too. One of the many great things that Bloomberg did is he took smoking out of any enclosed space across the globe. And that's an issue. Now, you can vape, you won't get that kind of smoke, but smoking a joint is a whole other situation. I wasn't that interested in doing that because unless it was part of a restaurant and something bigger, I mean, in a perfect world, I would have opened a mini Barney's, you know, with a place to smoke and have a drink and listen to books. But, you know, they weren't that interested in that at the OCM. But I will say the thing about that is nobody walks into a spot and smokes a quarter pound of weed, but they will walk in and have multiple martinis. So I didn't think from a business perspective it made a lot of sense.
And then just as far as like getting the message out there, letting people know that you guys are open and legitimate, like how are you guys marketing?
Well, it's mostly social media. We're about to launch a huge marketing campaign, and that's going to happen sometime next week. You'll see us on billboards. You'll see us on taxis. You'll see it on telephones. We're very excited about it.
That's great. And so what are you most excited about this whole space right now? Like, obviously, aside from having the store, how, like, have you been, has it changed your mindset a little bit being in New York, you know, now that cannabis is legal?
Not really. I think what it has is given me an insight into the incompetence of government at a whole other level. I don't know if it has to do with age or what's been going on here, but it's been insanely depressing. But I'm really excited that I'm hoping that by June, we'll have three stores, a robust delivery business, including a robust e-commerce business, and also a robust private label business. And that was my original dream. And I think if we can get there that quickly, which will be essentially a year from opening the first store, that would be unbelievably epic.
Well, delivery is fantastic, right? Because people know what they want and they want it delivered to you.
Yep.
It's all about convenience.
It's right? All about convenience, yes.
So you mentioned a couple minutes ago, you were saying as far as advertising that you guys are also on social. No. So I would imagine Instagram, TikTok, et cetera,
yep.
Right? Social's great, but there's also limiting things that they allow you to put out there. So have you guys run into any problems where maybe somebody has taken down a post?
You know, we did run into one problem once, and unfortunately, I believe it was our competition that called us out on something, which was utterly ridiculous. Yeah. But the good news is I happened to be connected, and I got us back up within an hour. But I will say that we have talked to people about, even they go crazy about, not THC, but CBD. I mean, CBD, you can sell, you can buy it in Walmart. So explain that to me. Listen, I think we're all waiting with bated breath for the federal government to finally do the right thing roll back 280E, make this federal. You're going to see so much money come into this industry from venture to private label, well, private equity and banks.
We've been waiting.
And, you know, listen, all these banks are in it already. Secondary banks where they've loaned the money and they're not allowed to say who's being backed by. And so there's such a fallacy out there of, oh, we don't want to do business with cannabis. Well, guess what? You're already doing business with cannabis. And if you turn around on the weekend, all your friends are getting stoned. And so it's got to stop. And the federal government, shame on them.
I mean, listen, it's absurd. Listen, they can't even get a speaker in the House.
I mean, they are so lame. But also with the federal government, if they had created these handcuffs with the tech industry, there would never, ever be a Google.
Right. You know, it's true. It's true. I mean, listen, I think that's one of the problems with government that's failing right now. It's just like there's a huge opportunity for them to pull in a lot of tax dollars through this and make it a legitimate landscape because, God, there's so much business out there right now in this country. And unfortunately, people are strapped for cash because they can't access cash.
Oh, yes. Right? And there's also the whole media that's just pushing such anger and such divide. And I just don't believe at the end of the day, I think most people want to be good to each other. And I think it's really unfortunate where we've gone. And on top of that, these people and these officials are not representing the people that voted them in. They're only representing their own personal benefits and the people that are paying for them to be in office. Who do you think is paying to ensure that cannabis is slowed down and no one creating all these false narratives around it to this day? It's the pharmacy industry. It's the alcohol industry. I firmly believe 10 years from now, that this plant is going to be so embedded in our lives that it's going to make a massive, massive impact on the pharmacy industry.
Without a question. I mean, listen, they're already testing, right, the compounds and using it to like, I mean, I have a friend right now whose daughter has this rare cancer and they've been actually utilizing cannabis and all of these different processes that are helping.
Of course. Right? Yes, it's amazing. It's an amazing plant.
It is. So, Joanne, before we go, now that you're in the space, now that you've launched a super incredible, great idea, successful business, and you guys are obviously growing leaps and bounds, any advice that you could offer to someone who might be looking to venture into cannabis, either in New York or anywhere else, from some of the things that you've already learned, right? The hard
way. Yeah, well, I think that it's a very difficult landscape to navigate, but the thing that is the most important and what I fear for those who are not business savvy is take a look at the taxes, understand the taxes, and understand the cost. There are significant costs getting into this business from security to battery backup to hiring people. I mean, we're trying to do something very different here. Everyone who works full-time for us gets full health care. Nobody has to pay into the system. There is a pool of money that will be a pool of profits that will go back to all the people in the store. I mean, I would hope that everyone in that store and everyone that works for us, this changes their life financially. And that is a goal of mine. But the taxes, I fear that many of these people that are not that savvy will be high-fiving themselves at the end of the year that they were profitable and they made money. But they're going to find out they owe more tax than they made. And that is a huge problem.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's good insight and good feedback for anybody who's looking to get into this space. Obviously, appreciate you coming on the show and dropping your knowledge and wisdom, and you're a class act, Joanne.
Thanks, Jeff. That's great.
I can't wait to come to the store.
Oh, please. I can hardly wait to hear what you think.
Love it. All right. Well, listen, have a great rest of the day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in, and if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.